Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Happy Father's Day to all of those celebrating today. We're going to talk with Shawnee and Andy's dads in a second here. I went to the cemetery yesterday to visit my dad.
Yes. Yeah. An appropriate thing to do.
Yeah. I guess today's going to be the busy day. There was nobody there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two odd things. Nobody was there, which was really weird. And two, my dad passed away in 1992. For the first time ever, I walked right up to the gravestone. I didn't have to spend 2 hours looking for it.
Oh, you okay? Yeah.
I said, I think it's over here. And boom, right there. He was calling me. He called me there. Calling me there.
Well, that's good that you did that.
Yeah,
you need to do things like that.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice. I'm trying to look, since my mom passed away last year. I'm trying to, instead of focusing on them being gone, I'm trying to focus on pleasant things that I remember.
Absolutely, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, so that's my new perspective on things.
Yeah.
So, in keeping in with my father's tradition, I yelled at myself. I wondered why the grass hadn't been cut, and why the car wasn't washed. Because those are the things he would have said to me had I been there this morning. Yesterday.
Did you clean your room?
Yes. Right. Exactly. You know what my number one memory is? Going to the Museum of Science and Industry.
Huh.
When I think of, things that we did a million things. But he loved going. Let me put it this way. He took us to the Museum of Science and Industry all the time. All the time. At least once a month. Maybe more.
Once a month?
We were there all the time. I'm telling you.
Wow.
There all the time. So I don't know if, he enjoyed watching the baby chicks more than we did. Not sure what
it was. It also probably was a good break for him, Seriously.
To get away from us?
No, but he took you, but it
let
would
us run around for a few hours. Where
he enjoyed
seeing
you.
I'm going to go grab
you
a smoke.
He enjoyed seeing you guys having fun, and it was interesting for him. It was a break from work. It was a break from chores around the house.
I think so.
So it was, it was one of those things where, he enjoyed doing all of that. So it was just as much fun for him probably as it was for you.
I think he did enjoy it. I do think that, even though, we even went in the winter time, and the poor guy was lugging our coats all over the place while we were
carrying around the coats
like banshee. We were running around like, how many buttons can we push? How many times can we walk through the giant heart?
Yeah, right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember the giant heart.
Yeah. Yep. So, I'm focusing on all the nice memories today, and I always look forward to speaking with both of your dads on Father's Day. So we start.
Here we go, Andy.
I know.
What?
Stand by for news.
Will there be a fact checking after?
I thought you guys were like when we do.
No, we do.
We do.
We're
I
just
didn't
having
know that
fun.
There's such a level of anxiety here going on with this.
Papa, to me, he was so wonderful.
Oh, you know who this is, Shawnee, singing the song?
Papa, to me, he was so good.
No, I don't. I can't come up with that.
Gomer Pyle.
Oh, really? Jim Neighbors. Okay.
What you got in the register?
A clip from the Gomer Pyle USMC show as we welcome in Mr. Paul Schwann, Dave Schwann's dad. Mr. Schwann, happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Richards.
It's a pleasure.
Good to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure to have you here on the show. So,
right.
So tell me, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I ask Dave all the time how you're doing, what you're doing. You're about, tell me your age again. You've told me many times, so.
Well, if we're still talking like this a year from now, I will be 100.
So you are 99 years old right now.
That's right.
God bless you.
That's right.
And you are
enjoying every minute of it.
I was going to say, you're about one of the most active people that I know. You're constantly keeping busy. Even during COVID-19, you kept as busy as you possibly could be that the restrictions would allow, right?
I'm sorry. I didn't quite get that last.
I say that even during the COVID-19 quarantine, you were still keeping as active as you were allowed to be, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Fortunately, I'm in independent living quarters, and we've been able to go in and out from the any time we want. People in other areas of our retirement home here were restricted, and we had no visitors because Chief was safe, and Dave was not able to come in to see me, but I was able to go out and see him and could go to lunch with him and that sort of thing. So it made it easier on the people in independent living than those that were in semi-retirement or nursing home things.
Right, skilled nursing or maybe other levels of care. You're still pretty independent guy over there.
Yeah.
So I imagine you're probably going to get together with your son today and do something for Father's Day.
He's already called me this morning and said he expects to be here about 2:30.
Oh, very nice. Now, Shawnee, I feel funny calling you Shawnee in front of your dad. Since you're both Shawnee.
Why, after 40 years, it's funny? You feel funny doing
it? Well, guys, you're both Shawnees. So Shawnee 1 and Shawnee 2.
They called Dad Shawnee when he was in school also. Oh, he told me that.
Okay, very good. All right. So technically, then you, Dave, are Shawnee 2 then.
Yeah, I'm Shawnee 2, maybe Shawnee 3. Who knows?
Shawnee the number 2 or 3. Yeah. So what do you have planned for Dad today?
We're having lunch this afternoon, and it would be nice. I was telling Andy earlier here, it would be nice just to do some things to get out and around. As Dad mentioned, he was able to go outside a little bit, but you know, a year ago we were quite restricted. It was in fact, in April of last year we celebrated his birthday eating a sandwich in my car.
Wow.
Because restaurants weren't open.
Right. But
this year they are, and other parks are open, so we'll be able to spend the afternoon together, and if he needs to go to the store, we'll take him there, and whatever else he wants to do. It's his day, so we will have a nice afternoon.
Now, you made him eat a sandwich in your car last year, really?
We had no choice.
You couldn't have put a picnic blanket? I would have killed you to put a picnic blanket out for the guy.
It was pretty chilly that day, actually.
Yeah, here, Dad, here's a bologna sandwich.
But this year is quite different, thankfully.
Yeah, that's nice. So, Paul, do you remember anything special that Dave did for you on Valentine's Day, or
Valentine's Day?
That would be special, wouldn't it? For Father's Day.
Yeah.
For Father's Day in the past, did he ever do anything special for Father's Days?
Not that I can remember offhand. I never considered this much of a holiday, really.
Huh.
But obviously, I'm glad it's celebrated because I feel a little special on today. But I can't think of anything special that we ever did.
Yeah.
Probably went out to dinner.
Yeah.
But as a family. But other than that, I don't remember anything special. No.
Yeah. Well, you guys have gone on many special trips together. I mean, you've you've done
all
many
over
special
the United
things.
States,
right.
And much of Europe, right?
Yeah. Is there one special trip that you remember with Dave?
I suppose the most special one, because we never really expected to do it, was to Machu Picchu in Peru.
Wow.
The Machu Picchu Inca site in Peru.
That's
that
right.
That was 2010. That was 11 years ago.
About
yes.
That.
Yes. I was 88. I was the oldest one in the group. In fact, I did not go to part of it because they went to 15,000 feet elevation.
Yeah.
And my cardiologist said that was too high a level for an 88-year-old.
Right.
So I went to some different ruins, but I did get to the Machu Picchu area as well, right, because that's lower.
Right. And you were probably glad to ditch Dave for a little while anyway, weren't you?
Well, we saw some different things together.
Yeah.
Your as Yogi like, would say.
You're like, whew, I can finally get rid of this.
Everybody was worried about him being on the trip, but I was the one that got hurt. He was just fine. I was the one that came home injured.
What happened to you?
I slipped and fell and really banged up my elbow and was in a sling coming down from the mountain. And so first thing I did when I got home here was go to a doctor. We were very fortunate to have a paramedic with us who actually stitched up my arm.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Say happy Father's Day once again to Steve Mazur, Andy's dad. Good morning, Mr. Mazur. How are you, sir?
Good morning, all. And happy Father's Day to everybody in the audience. It's really a very special day. I look forward to it every year. Especially to talk to you guys.
Well, it's our honor to have you on the show. You know, I'm gonna first of all let me, you know, I don't know why I chose these songs to introduce both of you, but I thought, you know, something a little more mischievous to introduce Andy as dad. Was he a little more mischievous? Was he, you know, a little bit of a troublemaker when he was young?
Not really. He was really good. His brother was a handful, but not him. He was a pretty good young kid. And even as a young man, he's been pretty decent all the way through. Love him a lot.
Pretty decent. I like that.
Yeah. I love how your brother always, you know, gets hammered every time.
Yeah, he wears it all the time, yeah.
We do the segment. Poor guy. Should have him on one of these years for equal time. We ought to have him on sometime to tell his side of the story. So what was a young Andy Mazur like, Steve?
Very, very studious, not school-wise, but, he knew he wanted to be a broadcaster. That he knew. And any chance he had in school, he would certainly, any communications course he took, he would get an A in it. And anything else, maybe a C, especially accounting, right?
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, I figured, you know, my dad's a CPA. I'll breeze by this. It's, you know, it's knowledge by osmosis. Yeah, not really.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it skips a generation.
It did.
Yeah.
He actually called me the night before the final and asked me a question that absolutely made me believe that, please, God, pass him. That's all I want to do. I think he did get a C minus.
Well, got a C, yeah.
Yeah. You've told us stories in the past about how a little Andy Mazur would go around and pretend interview people as if he were Jack Brickhouse, right?
Absolutely. He was incredible. We used to hide from him. He would come with a Lincoln log thing. We used to hide. Mr. Mazur, what do you think about the Cubs' chances? Get away from me. How would you like to do it every single day, every time he saw you?
Right.
It was crazy.
I had to practice, you know. Come on.
How old would you say he was when he was doing the Lincoln log interviews?
About 2 or 3 years old.
Wow.
He was incredible. He spoke full sentences by the time he was just about a year old. He was speaking full sentences. He was amazing. He talked early and hasn't stopped since.
Now, do you have any special Father's Day memories of anything that Andy did for you in the years past?
No, just being with me was enough for me. That's all. We always had something going. Like today, we're gonna have a brunch over in Glenview, and I'm very I just like being with him. He's a great young man. I love him. Love him dearly.
I'm so impressed that neither of you did anything special for your fathers on Father's
Day. Well, there was one thing that we did, but I don't think it was actually on Father's Day. It was a Father's Day gift. Back in the day when Wrigley Field, when there was no game going on, they'd have a tour of the place, and I signed up for a tour, and we actually got to play catch on Wrigley Field.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. See, there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now you're talking right there.
That was cool. That was cool. Just being on the same field that Ernie Banks and Billy Williams and Ron Santo. Oh, man, that was a... But I got a new respect of those players. I could barely get the ball. We played relay from the right field wall to halfway between the infield and me. I was on around second base. I couldn't get the ball to the relay man. That's how fun. Yeah. I have new respect for those ball players.
Yeah, yeah. The one time I got invited to throw out the first pitch, you know, I'm standing on the pitcher's mound. Number one, freaked out that I'm standing on the pitcher's mound. It's like, what am I doing here? And then you realize how far away it is. It's like, this is much further away than it looks like on television. And, you know, please don't let me throw it in the dirt, which, you know, I certainly didn't throw a strike, but at least I didn't throw it in the dirt. That was good for me. Well, I hope you both have a wonderful Father's Day today. It's great to hear both of your voices.
I'd like to say hi to Steve. I haven't talked to him for a year, but happy Father's Day, Steve.
Thank you, Paul. I keep telling Andy to talk to your son so that the four of us could get together for lunch. My treat.
I mentioned it today.
We'll make it happen.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
Yeah. Turns out I'm busy that day, apparently.
Oh, you can join us.
No, too late now. No, too late now.
Oh, now we're going to get the guilt trip again.